we're going to call forth the divine essence of who we are. So would everyone simply find that amazing, amazing vibration of being in your pineal gland, in that amazing flame? This is who I am. A fully embodied Christed being with this amazing flame that generates its own light. And would you bring that absolute golden light, that flame, and bring it into the Sacred Heart? And allowing the flame from the Sacred Heart to now billow up from that flame of the Sacred Heart up into the pineal, merging with the flame in the pineal and bringing that flame back down into the heart. Now would you put your awareness on the soul star and bring this flame, this light, this glorious light of who you are into the soul star, into the flame of the soul star, into the pineal, into the heart, back into the pineal, up into the soul star. Back into the pineal. Into the heart. And in the sacred flame, in the sacred light, the Christed light of who I am, would you allow the Holy Spirit to merge in that flame? And would you be one with the Holy Spirit? Would you be one with the Mother, Father, God? Would you be one with all the other creator beings, the Elohim, the archangels, the masters, the lords of light? Would you be one with the Hathors, with the dolphins, with the whales? Would you be one with the love that you are, magnifying that love with the planets, allowing the love that you are to expand through your Sacred Heart, through your pineal, through your soul star, out into all that is, allowing all that is to be magnified on a planetary level, and then bring all of that love back in, touching all, this huge wave of expansion of love going out from you, and then coming back in that wave into your soul star, your pineal, your heart. And breathing that huge wave of love back out from that heart to the pineal, to the soul star, to that universal mind out. And be one with all that is. The love that you are. And in this love that you are, we call on Uriel to assist us in activating the level of coding within our embodiment to the next level of where each of us can hold more of the coding. So with an intention, would you have the intention to ask from your perspective, from your awareness, would you ask, Uriel, it is my intention to open up more of the coding that I may achieve the next level as my soul commitment, my merged soul commitment to my prime creator. Would you help me unlock those levels of coding? And would you simply breathe as he is graciously unlocking those codings? And you may feel this in the physical body as he's starting at the base chakra. And he's asking that right here as he's working on that base chakra, if we would please bring in the red coding into this first chakra to allow him to unlock more at this first level, this first chakra of coding, bringing in the red to allow the physical embodiment to smooth out. And then into this first chakra with the red coating to bring in the yellow coating that will do two things, he's saying. The first is it's going to put a smoothing, the frosting, the smoothing on the thoughts. And it's also going to calm down, put a smoothing on the central nervous system. And breathe. And the yellow coating has more of a golden light. It has more of the consciousness, the Christ consciousness in it now than when we first brought in yellow coating. It was more in the color tone of lower yellow, and now it's at a higher golden light, white golden light, and the red coating that's coming in, again, was at a lower red, and now it's more in a berry color is where he's bringing in this coating. It's in a beautiful, like a Bing cherry, a really rich red. And allowing those two codes just to flood into that first chakra where the primal, it's the primal call, the primal, they're saying the primal scream, the primal voice, to simply allow that to resonate in there at a much higher octave, divine mind octave, higher octave. And if you desire to also bring in the sound of the Om. Om. And again, bringing that Om into that first chakra where the red and the golden yellow coating is now being brought up to a higher level keep the om going behind you. Again, take a nice deep breath and just om the sound, allowing the sound on your vibration in that ninth ray, that ninth tone where all of the sound waves are, to be oming in that as you own the om of the red, the berry, and that beautiful golden light in that first chakra. Let's do it all together again as one. Om. And take a breath, and would you now, on your command, would you direct and command that vibration, that higher vibration of the red and the yellow coating, and bring it up into the second chakra. And in the second chakra, the sound that he's asking for here is an A, A. And you can feel the A as it comes from the really wide A sound to an E. It has a higher vibration, a higher tone, and it's like spun sugar. It's a different spinning of that vibration of that red and the yellow coating. And would you give the command again right here for you to work with Uriel to open up at the second chakra now, the next level of coding for you. And allow that unlocking to happen, and again, give that A sound as the coding is being unlocked. A. And right here on that E, that last E, Uriel started bringing in the blue coating. So would you welcome in that blue coating? And this is such a beautiful, 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 almost like Archangel Michael's Blu-ray coming in that, on that level of coating, of that blue coating to smooth out the emotions that show up right here in that second chakra. Am I okay? Yes, my child. Yes. Yes. You cannot do it wrong. You are divine perfection. And would you allow this blue coating to smooth out your emotional body? You are love. You are perfection. You are the Creator God embodied in a physical body, and allow this higher vibration of blue coating that I give you to just come to this higher level. And would you now sound out I, owning it, I. Again, own it. One more time. Do the eye as that berry, that red coating, is merging with that yellow coating, is merging with and swirling with that beautiful blue coating. And would you bring all of that coating now up on your command, would you bring all of that into that third chakra? the powerhouse, the power center that steps your energy up and steps it down. Flood that third chakra with this higher vibration, this higher level of coding. And would you ask and give the command for Uriel to unlock the next higher vibration in that third chakra? And just, wow, blow away. The doors are bursting open of third chakras all over as you're sitting here in your light, allowing this third, everyone on the planet right now, getting this love, getting this next vibration that you're right now in this call, in this moment, your breath, your intention, allowing all the third chakras around the world to open up to this next level of ownership. And would you sound out, Ayah, I sure, Ayah. Ayah, I sure, Ayah. I am that I am. Allowing this next level of coding to rip open the door of all the codes that is absolutely 100% being downloaded, unlocked, integrated, activated in this power center, blowing through your column of light, blowing through your power field, blowing through your star tetrahedron, blowing through your cube, blowing through every platonic solid that you know as your structure, blowing through every cell of your physicality, blowing through every oxygenated cell, every bone cell, every blood cell. Wow. Wow. Ayah. I sure, Ayah. And would you take a big breath? Would you now bring in the green coating into this third chakra, allowing all of this now, the green coating to flood from the front to the back, back to the front of this chakra? Bringing in all the love of all you are in this green coating. Bathing in the green coating. And would you ask again, please, sir, may I have some more as Uriel unlocks more of this green coating? The highest level that I can handle, the highest level that I can step fully into right now and own. I am willing. I am capable. I am commanding of all that I am. And feel as all of that green coating is being unlocked. Activated, integrated. And in that power center, would you now bring that, all of that green coating up into the heart? Swirling with, merging with, becoming one with that golden flame of light. And would you bring that merging of the golden flame of light with green coating, pulling all of that back down into that third chakra, pulling it down into the second chakra, pulling it down into the first chakra, and now coming back from that first chakra, the red, the yellow, the blue, the green, and that beautiful flame of who you are, up from that first back into the second at the higher level of activation. And bringing that into the third. Back into the fourth. Let's make one more pass again. From the fourth to the third. Third to the second. Second to the first. First to the second. Second to the third. Third to the fourth. And once again, Aya, Ashur, Aya. And in all of this higher coding, this higher vibration of who you are, would you also call upon the elemental kingdom to the salamanders, to the undine of the water, to the sylph of the air, to the gnomes and fairies of the earth, would you call upon the animal kingdom? You may be met by Pegasus. And would you simply allow them to see the love that you are with this higher vibration, this new coding, this higher octave tonal sound? And would you sing to them the El Shaddai? Allowing them to bathe in this love of all that you are. Allowing them to receive the love. And would you receive on that El Shaddai the love coming back from them to you? And again, would you sing, I am that I am. One. With all. Aya, Ashur, Aya. Would you take all this energy and now bring all of that into the pineal gland, into that flame in the pineal? Would you breathe that up into the soul star, merged with all? Again, from the soul star into the pineal. From the pineal into the heart. Back up into the pineal. Up into the soul star. You allow the merger of all of this love to simply resonate at the higher levels here, this higher levels of awareness, feeling it vibrate on this pathway that you're generating, but feel it vibrate in the physical body at the same time. Another shift happened when we called in the elementals. When we called in the animal kingdom, merging with the angelic kingdom, coming back into the pineal gland, and from the awareness of the pineal gland, within all the love that you are, where would you like to direct the coding that you now embody? In your physical body, where would you like to specifically direct the coding? Do you have a specific issue with the physicality? Is there a bone structure? Is there a cellular embodiment that you would like to direct this higher level of coding to smooth out, to regenerate, to restore? Wherever that is, would you first direct in the liquid gold of who you are, so direct the liquid gold into that area of the body. Be very specific. And right behind the liquid gold, as the liquid gold floods into that area of your direction, of your intention, would you now give the command to your new level of coding, the red, the yellow, the blue, and the green, to flood right in after that liquid gold, to flood right in there to smooth out, to harmonize. Would you breathe? And as the harmonizing happens, there's residue falling away. And we call upon the violet flame, Saint Germain's violet flame, to billow around where all the residue is coming out, to simply transmute that residue. And we call upon Archangel Michael and his ray of light, the ray of light that binds mutation into the light, that if any of this that I'm letting go of right now has any mutation, I give the command to this ray of light to bind all of this, all of the mutation into the light. As I simply breathe in the golden Christed consciousness that I am into my body, breathing the red, yellow, blue, and green coating into myself, into my bones, into my white blood cells and my red blood cells, into my muscle structure, into my connective tissue, into my lymph, into all of the organs. Into all of my senses. And Uriel is saying that there's one more piece here, that each, he has a gift for each of us that's unique to each of us, a coding that will help us unlock the next part of our own pathway, our own journey. And if you're willing to receive his gift, to simply put your hands out in front of you, and he will place the, it's a crystal, looks like a crystal, that he's literally going around, a gemstone, crystal. And the message in it is written in the language of light. And when you get your, when you receive your gift, that you will know where in the physical body to now take that and put it. Would you simply allow it to activate and integrate into your own physical body? And would you ask Lord Metatron to work with you in how to use this code? How do I implement this code? And Lord Metatron will be the overseer of teaching about the abilities that you were just gifted with. And he says he will do that in both your waking space and your resting space, is how he words it. Not your sleep, you don't really sleep, your resting place. Would you simply breathe in this amazing vibration that you are sitting within? Being aware of the loop of energy from your pineal to your soul star to your heart, and the looping that goes from your heart to the first chakra, second chakra, third chakra, back into the heart. Merged with all the creators, merged with all the Elohim, with the Lords of Light, with Prime Creator, merged with the elementals. And again, Ayah Ashur Aya. I am that I am. Would you hold this level of vibration? I will stop the recording and then unmute everyone so that you may share as you desire.